Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman and Mamre Ram Goldar and today Masechus Kedushin Daf Yud Tes. First parak Hayisha Niknes. The Zichud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the feed-ups are going to focus on number one. Reish Lakish asked, Moshim Yayda Adam Livno Katan. Can a man have a son who is a minor do Yud with his Amma? Do we say that the Torah simply says, Beno, his son, may do Yud, implying Beno Koldahu, his son, whatever his age? Or Beno Dumidide, his son is eligible when he is like him, meaning an adult. Rabbi Zera brought a brice which darshans regarding the death penalty for adultery. Eishas Ish, a man's wife, prat leishas katan, excluding a minor's wife from liability. Now, if a minor can perform yud, then a minor would have a true wife and her adultery should be liable to death. The Gemara responds that on the contrary, this brice proves that he can perform yud, and she is nevertheless exempt because otherwise, why would a pasuk be required to exclude his wife from liability? Rav Ashi answers that the Braisa may be discussing a minor who is a Yavam, do the Yavama is biblically bound. Mahu detema kemen de medraiso chazile, ubiaso bia. You might say that since she is bound to him, and his relations are legal relations, once he's 9 years old, her adultery would be liable. Therefore, the Torah taught it is not. Point number two, a Braisa derives from the Torah's juxtaposition of Yud and redemption in the Pasuk, Yada vehefda. Tzarik shiyeh shos miyom kadei pediyah. There must be enough time in the day for her to be redeemed with the remaining amount. Now, based on this, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda said that to perform yud, there must be time in the final day for a pruta's worth of work. The Gemara infers that he holds a maus of rishonos level kedushin dinu. The original purchase money is not given for kedushin purposes should he ultimately perform yud. Therefore, he must be makadosher based on the remaining work owed him. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says that Rabbi Yossi may agree that the money was given for Kedushin, but the Torah nonetheless required a potential for redemption to perform Yud. Later, the Gemara quotes Rabban who disagree and say that Yud is possible even at the last moment, because the original purchase money includes Kedushin purposes. Another nafkamina emerges if the father accepted Kedushin for his sole daughter before the master performed Yud. According to Rabbi Yossi, she's married to the second husband, but according to the Rabbanan, the master can still perform Yud and she'll be married to him. And point number three, it was taught in a brisa, Mocher is bito upasak almanashu yait, one who sold his daughter and stipulated the sale as conditional, that he not perform yud. Remer holds the condition is effective and the master cannot perform yud, but the chamim say, imratz liyayid miyayid. If he wishes to perform yud, he may. Mifnei shehisna mashakasa b'tor, because the father has made a condition against what's written in the Torah, which is always void. The Gemara has a Remer himself holds of this rule in a case where one married a woman, Amanashein lach alai share ksus vona, on condition that you have no claim against me for food, clothing, and relations, where Remer said the condition is void. Chizki answers that here the Torah added the extra word la'ama for a maidservant to teach, Pamuchena mochra el la'ama bilvad. There are times that he only sells her as a maidservant and not as a potential wife through yud. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Reish Lakish asked, Maushim yad adam livno katan. Can a man have his son who is a minor do yud with his amma? Do we say that the Torah simply says, Beno, his son, may do yud, implying Beno koldahu, his son, whatever his age, or Beno dumidide, his son is eligible when he is like him, meaning an adult? Rabbi Zera brought a brice which darshans regarding the death penalty for adultery. Eishas Ish, a man's wife, prat leishas katan, excluding a minor's wife from liability. Now, if a minor can perform yud, then a minor would have a true wife and her adultery should be liable to death. The Gemara responds that on the contrary, this brisa proves that he can perform yud, and she is nevertheless exempt because otherwise, why would a pasuk be required to exclude his wife from liability? Rav Ashi answers that the brisa may be discussing a minor who is a yavam, do the yavama is biblically bound. Mahu detema kemen de medraiso chazile, ubiaso bia. You might say that since she is bound to him, and his relations are legal relations, once he's 9 years old, her adultery would be liable. Therefore, the Torah taught it is not. Point number two, a brisa derives from the Torah's juxtaposition of yud and redemption in the pasuk, yada vehefda. Tzarik shiyeh shos miyom kadei pediyah. There must be enough time in the day for her to be redeemed with the remaining amount. Now, based on this, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda said that to perform yud, there must be time in the final day for a pruta's worth of work. The Gemara infers that he holds a maus of rishonos level kedushin dinu. The original purchase money is not given for kedushin purposes should he ultimately perform yud. Therefore, he must be makadosher based on the remaining work owed him. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says that Rabbi Yossi may agree that the money was given for Kedushin, but the Torah nonetheless required a potential for redemption to perform Yud. Later, the Gemara quotes Rabban who disagree and say that Yud is possible even at the last moment, because the original purchase money includes Kedushin purposes. Another nafkamina emerges if the father accepted Kedushin for his sole daughter before the master performed Yud. According to Rabbi Yossi, she's married to the second husband, but according to the Rabbanan, the master can still perform Yud and she'll be married to him. And point number three, it was taught in a brisa, Mocher is bito upasak al menashe yait, one who sold his daughter and stipulated the sale as conditional that he not perform yud. Remer holds the condition is effective and the master cannot perform yud, but the chamim say, im ratzel yait mi yait. If he wishes to perform yud, he may. Bifnei shehis no mashe kasu b'torah, because the father has made a condition against what's written in the Torah, which is always void. The Gemara has a Remer himself holds of this rule in a case where one married a woman, a manashein lach alai sher ksus vona, on condition that you have no claim against me for food, clothing, and relations, where Remer said the condition is void. Chizki answers that here the Torah added the extra word la'ama, for a maidservant, to teach, pamushein mochra el la'ama bilvad. There are times that he only sells her as a maidservant and not as a potential wife through yud. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Tes, and her standard siman is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The master on the diamond studded Yud yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Ami Ivriya, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so. At the last moment of her servitude, based on the original purchase money, which included Kiddushin purposes, was rebuffed by the girl's father, who had stipulated that the sale was conditional that the master not perform Yud. Once again, slow motion. The master on the diamond studded Yud yacht. Yacht. That must be on Duff Yud Tes. The master on the diamond-studded Yud yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Ami Ivriya, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish asks, Ma'ush miyad adam liv no katan, can a man have his son who is a minor do Yud with his Ami? Do we say that the Torah simply says, B'no, his son may do Yud, implying B'no koldehu, his son whatever his age, or B'no dumya didei, his son is eligible when he is like him, meaning an adult. So the master on the diamond-studded Yud yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Ami Ivriya, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so, at the last moment of her servitude, based on the original purchase money, which included Kiddushin purposes, which reminds the Gemara quotes of Rabban, who say that Yud is possible even at the last moment of her servitude, because Malz HaRishno is a Kiddushin Dinu. The original purchase money includes Kiddushin purposes. So the master on the diamond studded Yud Yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Ami Ivriya, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so, at the last moment of her servitude, based on the original purchase money, which included Kiddushin purposes, was rebuffed by the girl's father, who had stipulated that the sale was conditional that the master not perform Yud. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Mocher's Bito, Upasak Amanas Shol Yayid, one who sold his daughter and stipulated the sale was conditional that he not perform Yud. Rav Meir holds the condition is effective and the master cannot perform Yud. But the Chachamim say, Im Ratzel Yayid, Mi Yayid, if he wishes to perform Yud, he may, because the father has made a condition against what's written in the Torah, which is always void. So once again, the master on the diamond-studded Yud yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Ami Ivriya, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so, at the last moment of her servitude, based on the original purchase money, which included Kiddushin purposes, was rebuffed by the girl's father, who had stipulated that the sale was conditional that the master not perform Yud. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Tezvav. So the Simmer Daf Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. After the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl, that must be more in Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. After the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, which reminds us, our brights in the previous Daf listed a machlokes about several differences between an Eved Ivri who sold himself and one sold by Beis Din. Here the Gemara explains the opinion that one who sold himself does not receive a hanaka gifts when he goes free. The Pasuk says about one sold by Beis Din, Hanek Tanik Lo, you shall surely give him gifts, Lo, Velo, Mocharasmo, teaching that they are only given to him and not to one who sells himself. The Gemara brings an explanation for what the other Tana darshans from the word Lo. So, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov requires three psukim to teach that each type of Eved Ivri, one who sold himself, one sold by Beis Din, and a Nirtza, go free at Yovel. So, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, leaving only the Jewish slave of an idolater redeemed by his rich uncle, who wasn't going free, empty-handed, which reminds us, this machlokas of a Jewish slave of an idolater goes free when redeemed by relatives or others. But Yossi Gui holds, it's logical he should serve others who redeem him, because if he would go free, they would hold back and not redeem him. Rabbi Akiva holds it's logical that he should serve relatives who redeem, because otherwise every day he would go and sell himself to idolaters knowing his relatives will free him. Daf Tezayin, so the Simmer Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. After the acrobat with large toes, that must be more on Daf Tezayin. After the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri with the shtar, just like an Ame Ivriya, which reminds us, Ula says the source that an Eved Ivri may be acquired with the shtar is the pasuk Imacheres Ikachlo, if he takes another wife, in addition to his father's Ame Ivriya, Ikisha Kasva Acheres. The pasuk compares the Amma to the other ordinary wife. So just as a wife is acquired with the shtar, an Amma, and by extension an Eved, is also acquired with the shtar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov provides a second drasha. So, after the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ame Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, which reminds us, Rava teaches that an Eved Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term, and therefore, the master who forgives the remainder of what the slave owes him, the remainder is not forgiven because the master's partial ownership of the Eved Ivri cannot be forgiven. So, after the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ame Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, and that the Ame Ivriya didn't go free upon her father's death, which reminds us, Rav Amar quotes a brice which lists the servants who receive Hanaka gifts as one who goes out at the end of 6 years at Yovel with the master's death and an Ame Ivriya through Simanim, but he doesn't list the father's death. This proves conclusively that an Ame Ivriya does not go free with the father's death. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. The freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his Hanaka, which reminds us, there's a three-way machos regarding how much an Eved Ivri receives for Hanaka, whether it's 15, 30, or 50 slime. So the freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his Hanaka from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice that Eved Ivri obed as a ben ve'ena obed as a bas, and Eved Ivri serves a master's son, but not the daughter if there's no son. An Ame Ivriya, Nirza, and one sold to an idolater do not even serve their master's sons. Concerning the first law, Abraisa darshans a pasuk, Vavdecha sheishanim, and he shall serve you 6 years, implying Locha, Ulol Yorish, he shall serve you, the master, but not the heir of the master, referring to a brother or daughter. Nevertheless, he serves the son because the pasuk says, Sheishanim Yavot, he shall serve 6 years, without specifying you. The Gemara goes on to explain that a son is presumed to be a more direct substitute of the father than a brother, because a son stands in his father's place for you, to marry his father's Amr Ivriya, and for Stei Achuzah, he can redeem ancestral land the father was Makdish before Yovel. So the freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his Hanaka, from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, saw a ger drive off with a car he bought with monies inherited rabbinically from his father, leaving his brother the idolater behind, holding his late father's idols. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a mission discussing a ger and idolater who are brothers, who inherit their father's possessions, and among them are idols or other goods which are prohibited in benefit. The ger can offer the idolater to take all the idols, and he'll take money instead. He cannot make this exchange after the idols come into his domain. This proves that a ger does not inherit his father biblically, because otherwise, he could not offer the above exchange, trading idols he legally owns for other goods. Rather, he only inherits rabbinically, shemiyachsu lasuro, lest he return to his former ways to receive the inheritance. Daf Yud Ches. So the symbol Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because ben Yud Ches a chuppah. So here goes. It was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah. Chuppah? That must be on Daf Yud Ches. It was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, which reminds the Gemara brings some halachos regarding when an Eved Ivri can be sold twice. So, it was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude, which reminds us, a braisa discusses limitations on the father's right to sell or marry off his daughter. The Tanakhama says, Mocher Adam is bitol ishus v'shona, a man may sell his daughter for marriage repeatedly, l'shivchus v'shona, or sell her for servitude repeatedly, l'ishus acher shivchus, or for marriage after servitude, avolo l'shivchus acher Ishus, but cannot sell her for servitude after marriage. Other opinions are brought. So, it was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude to the master who would do yid, which only affects Arison, which reminds us, Rabba Bar Abawa asked, Yud Nusun Osa or Arison Osa? Does Yud affect Nusun or only Arison? The Nafka Mina are the halakhas dependent on Nusun, meaning if the husband inherits her, whether he can become tummy to bury her if he's a Kohen, and can be made for her Nadarin. A proof is brought that Yud only affects Arison. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff to discuss the source for acquiring an Eved Ivri with a shtar? One being that it was learned from a hekesh between an Ama Ivriya and an ordinary wife. That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to question whether a son who is a katan can do yud? That's on Daf. Yutes. Good. Number 3. Which of the when an Eved Ivri serves his late master's sons, but not his daughter nor brother? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf is whether an Eved Ivri can be sold twice? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf when an Eved Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term? That's on Daf. Tez Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have a question whether a father can stipulate that a sale of his daughter as an Amma be conditional that the master not do Yud? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Good. Number 7. Which stuff we have a case where a ger and an idolater inherit their late father, and we learn that the ger only inherits rabbinically. That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have a malchokas if an Eved that was redeemed from an idolater goes free, and depends on whether the relatives or others redeemed him. That's on Daf. Tez Vav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have that Yud only affects Arison, not Nisuin. That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that the Rabban hold that Yud is possible even at the last moment because the original purchase money includes Kedushin purposes. That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.